Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
On my counter, I've got hand soap and a toothbrush. Oh, no, sorry, a razor. Oh, and a toothbrush, yeah. I only have three things on my counter. I keep it very, very bare. Everything else is in the... What's Quell?
Quell lotion for lice.
See, and here's,
oh, okay.
No.
Or body crabs.
Body lice, crabs,
here's the interesting aspect of that comment. He's the only one in the room that's ever had any sort of sexually transmitted disease.
Sure, yeah. No,
but he likes to throw it out there all the time.
Right, it is funny. Yeah.
Once again...
He also knows that I shave.
It's part of his personality that his life's a wreck. Yeah. But he's more than willing to offer you advice.
Yep. Oh, yesterday was a train wreck, I'll tell you what.
You want to share it with us?
Was this before or after? You harassed me in the grocery store.
Oh, God, that was wonderful.
Oh, you ran into him at the grocery store?
Oh, I got it on. I took some photographs.
Boy, did he. I mean.
What?
We haven't posted those yet. I've got to send those.
We'll talk about this.
Is he fat-shaming you?
No, not at all.
Not really, but the giggling that was occurring.
I had to hang.
Are you going to buy that?
I was in the phone. I had to.
From what Josh told me,
I had to hang up the phone so I could take some pictures.
Oh my.
The only way you could be laughing this hard at something in a grocery store is if Jerry Lewis was shopping. Tom was just losing his mind at something and
giggling like a schoolgirl.
I snuck up on him because, first of all, Josh was in one of my stores because Josh had specifically said he was going to a different one. As a general rule, that's not your usual Kroger.
Yeah, it was, and then it wasn't, and then it was again yesterday.
Okay.
So.
Oh, but I snuck up on him. It was great. I was talking in the photo, so I had to hang up so I could go over and harass
him.
Yeah, you know how I knew he was behind me? This is what I hear. And that Josh Arnold sure is a massive homosexual. Oh. And see, look at that. And he was just laughing.
Hey, why does he find that humorous?
Barbie.
And then we were talking, and he happened to look in my cart, and he goes, wait a minute, don't move. And he started taking pictures
See?
Of things in my cart.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's still
going. Oh, you couldn't believe it. Now
by the way, my day went very rapidly downhill after that. In case you want to make it.
I mean,
well, maybe it's because you were making fun of him.
Well,
karma.
Once you,
it's karma,
once
dude.
Once you've made brutal fun of a coworker, where else can your day
the
go?
The best
but
part
down?
Was he thought I was gone, but I'd gotten sidetracked with another phone call. So he was actually being discharged from the grocery store, and I came up and took some photographs of
while they're checking me out.
Various employees.
While they're checking me, he comes up. I look up and he's just laughing, taking my picture.
And the employees were
Did he at least offer to pay for your groceries?
They all posed too late. It was too late. The employees were posing with him against his will. God, it was fun.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.